What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Montone Barbudo, aka the Bearded Bully. And I know I've been gone for a while, probably like almost a year, maybe a little bit longer than that. I know I promised y'all niggas more episodes and shit, and I just haven't fulfilled my promise. But a lot been going on, a lot of changes in my life, my work, my fucking work career, like, a lot has happened, and yeah, I know I'm about to update y'all. So, what's up? I missed y'all. I know y'all missed me. I know y'all missed the stories. I know y'all missed the laughs, the topics I talked about, but trust me, the shit that I'm about to start dropping, it's way more serious, you feel me? I'm not gonna be doing the stories about females and shit all the time. Like, I'm leaving that alone, and I'm gonna attack more serious topics. I'm definitely gonna jump into the relationship shit. I want to talk about new jobs, just things that I've been going through lately, and I feel like I'm ready to touch these topics. Before, I didn't think I was ready. I was just out here trying to build my fan base up, so I wanted y'all to laugh, and then I wanted y'all to see that I could do serious shit, you know, like depression and addiction to alcohol and all types of shit, you feel me? But I'm about to spread my wings, and it's up from now, and trust me, y'all not gonna be disappointed. So with that being said, let's jump into the new episode. So first and foremost, if you know me, you know all my life I always worked retail. I've been working since I was about 16 years old, I want to say 15, 16. And I'm 33 right now, so that's a good, 16, 17 years of working. And just recently, last November, I was able to finally get out of the retail field. Now, this is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. And it was just hard, you know, like, all I had on my resume was retail shit, and a lot of people don't want to take their chance with somebody who doesn't have any experience, whether I'm a fast learner or not. But luckily, things worked out for me. So let's go back to last year when I was still working at Levi's. There was a point where I felt that I was ready to step back into being a manager. I was a manager before at Jimmy Jazz on Jamaica Avenue. That was my store. I opened that store up. And I was like a cash lead / manager at this company called Flying Tiger Copenhagen. So I had my experience with managing people and dealing with a team of people, you know? So I went for the interview at Levi's, and they basically told me that I didn't have enough experience. And I felt disrespected by that, because I have the experience. I have 2.5-3 years of managerial experience. Granted, it might not be with Levi's, but it's still retail. And damn near all the retail's the same. Like, Target ain't too much different from Walmart. Foot Locker ain't too much different from fucking Nike and Champs and Foot Action. Like, they're all the same. It's just the company policies might be a little different. So that shit, that definitely left a bad taste in my mouth, to the point where I was ready to quit Levi's. Like, I didn't care no more. I started calling out more, and I just was ready to get up out of there. So luckily, I would say within a week of me getting turned down for the assistant manager position, my girl's cousin had asked her if I would be interested in taking a maintenance job at her after school program, because they had to let the last person go. So, you know, I jumped on that shit immediately. Like, I think I quit Levi's before I was even cleared to work at the other spot, because being that I was working around kids, I had to get fingerprinted, and that, you know, that's your whole background. So of course my case came up, and I had to explain what happened with my case and what was the result of things, and eventually they cleared me. So I was working at this after school program. It was close to my house, like literally a 10-minute walk to the crib, and everything was going good. Like, I finally got into something that I wanted, because I always wanted to get into maintenance. I was tired of working with people and customers. I just wanted to work by myself, and I finally got it. I got the 401k, the dental, the health, the vision, the fucking the beneficiary. I got everything that my pops been pushing me to get ever since I was a kid. So that was a good job. You feel me? And realize I said it was a good job because I was there for about a year. I would be making a year there next week on the 15th. I had started working there. But, you know, it's not who you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And while working at this community center / after school program, I met a lot of cool people that helped me get into a better position. So now I'm still doing maintenance, but I'm working for a different community center and they're giving me way more money. And it's just crazy how things happen for me in a year. Like, at first it happened so quick because I tried to go for the supervisor position or the assistant manager position. They dubbed me. And then within like another week, I found out about the maintenance job. And then probably like a week and a half after that, I was out of Levi's. And I just felt so relieved. Like, I used to come home from work every day with a headache. And I used to think it was because I wasn't eating right or I didn't get enough sleep. Or, yo, it was the fucking job, bro. Like, once I got out of retail, I just felt so relieved. My head don't hurt no more. Like, everything was cool. But even with that job I had, it just wasn't enough money. Like, I took a minor pay cut leaving Levi's, but I got more out of it. I got the 40 hours a week. You feel me? I got the benefits. Levi's wasn't giving me that. And especially after they dubbed me on a manager position, I didn't even want to give them the energy to keep going. So it was just crazy. Like, I'm 33, and as long as I can remember being a little kid, I couldn't wait to be 33. I always felt that that age or that number, whatever, that was going to be like either a great year for me or a bad year for me. And so far, shit is turning out really fucking good. And I'm happy. You feel me? Like, I'm content with my job. Now, there is some things that I don't like. Coming from retail, if you work retail, you can kind of relate. It's always something to do in retail. Even if y'all don't have customers there, you could kind of find shit to make yourself busy. You could change clothes. You could change the setup of something if your manager give you the okay. You could help with stock. You could do inventory. You feel me? Like, it's certain things you can do to keep yourself busy for your time to pass. But now with this new job, I have 8-hour days. I probably work an hour and a half, and then the rest of the day I'm just chilling. Now, granted, I do have two sites, so I go in between Marcus Garvey and Cephalo, but they're both small compared to the last center I was at. These shits are super small, so it's like, I don't know, I just gotta find shit to occupy my time. That's why I plan on going full force with the podcast. I'm trying to brand into clothing. I don't want to tell you exactly what, but it's something that you don't see a lot of people doing, but it is a piece of clothing. And I just got big things planned, you feel me? So I'm glad to be back. I plan on pumping a lot more episodes out for y'all. I got some real serious shit I want to talk about. And yo, we back, baby. Let's get it.